السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before we continue with the kitab, I was mentioning to the students on Sunday morning, I thought I'll share it also with you, that currently, wherever you turn, there's some atrocities, oppression that's carrying on around the world. Whether it is from governments, whether it is from individuals, so many problems around the globe. This government is cheating its people. It's corruption there, corruption here. Somebody has employed people and then he's, whatever he promised them, he's not keeping up to those promises. All whole host of problems, wars that are taking place. A person speaks out advising people to make Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi Anil Munkar. He is jailed, put in jail. Other place, often girls are being beaten up. All different things you hear. Not that we must get too involved in the news and all of that. But just to understand that there's so much of atrocities taking place around the globe. In our country, other places, so many people are grieving, you know, they've got grievances. And most of those situations, we can't really do much about it, you know. We can't, we can make dua to Allah Ta'ala, we can beg Allah Ta'ala, but we don't really have any controls to put an end to the atrocities that are taking place, whether it is locally, whether it is abroad. So I was mentioning to the students that look, the least we can do is those people that we come into contact with, those people that we meet, those people that we have to associate with, we show good akhlaq to them. Make those people's life comfortable. So we do our bit. We do our bit to make the people around us happy, to make ikram a Muslim, to assist people, help people, give a person a smile, give a person a helping hand. And this is what good akhlaq is all about. Good character is all about. If we study the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we find that there is so much of virtue and thawab given for a person who takes care of an orphan. Somebody who looks after a widow, takes care of the needs, etc. of a widow, or of the elderly, of old people, of poor people. Now, those people are made mention of because generally they will be forgotten. They are one side, they are forgotten. So they are made mention of. That you get so much of sawab if you look after an orphan. You get so much of sawab if you take care of this person, you take care of that person. Right? And in order to take care of those people, you have to go a bit out of your way. You have to go a bit out of your way now to find the orphan, find the poor person, find the weak person, try to assist in some way if possible. But what about those people in our immediate circle? We don't have to even go out of our way. And those people, it is taken for granted, we won't forget them. We won't forget them because they are in our circle. They are people that we are seeing all the time. We are meeting all the time. So we won't forget them. And we don't have to make much effort. They are there, they are around us. Our neighbors, person that may be working for us, our own children, our family members, all these people, we interact with them all the time. And we can be good to them. And sometime we are causing them grief and pain and hurt due to a guna, due to a sin. Imagine a person got a gambling habit. He's gambling. Now, he takes the savings, the family savings, and goes and gambles that also. Now, how much of hurt he is causing to his wife, to his children, all because of a guna in his life. A person sometime he just got a habit. He just wants to, sometime not a habit, a hobby. But he's so intoxicated with that hobby that nothing can come in the way between him and his hobby. His wife can be sick. His children can be having some needs. Whatever, but no. My team is playing. I have to be there. Or I have to go. This, something is happening. My hobby, I have to do that. My friends are going, I have to go. And because of that, his wife's heart is bleeding. His children's hearts are bleeding. Just because of some hobby of his. But it's all about me, myself and I. Me, myself and I, everybody else, who's bothered about them? So I was explaining to the students on Sunday morning that this attitude of me, myself and I, this is an animal attitude. It's an animalistic trait. You see the animals, if you're feeding them and you give them all equal food, the one eats his share. He ate his share, but now he'll fight for the other one's share. It's an animalistic trait. It's all just about me. It's the rule of the jungle, you know. But the rule of the ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is تُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. He gives preference over himself. He gives preference to others. Even though poverty be their lot. Never mind, I rather go hungry but somebody else must eat. I rather sacrifice something for the comfort of somebody else. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He used to go to spend time by his sheikh, and he used to be in the khidmat of the sheikh. So by the time he would finish up now, making khidmat and all that, when he would come to rest for a few hours, so all the sleeping place is taken. On top of it, his pillow, somebody else took it away. His blanket, somebody else took it away. So he would just remain in a sitting posture. For those few hours, he would just remain in a sitting posture until it is time again for him now to go to make khidmat. But never once did he complain to the sheikh that why must I paint a bad picture of the others in the khanqa to my sheikh? And why must I grieve him now with the difficulty that I am facing? Never mind now, somebody else took the, at least somebody else got a comfortable spot to sleep, no problem. So give preference to the next person. A person sometimes got a habit, some guna habit too. Guna habit. He's spending so much of money on that habit. He is causing his family so much of pain. whether it's a drug habit, a gambling habit, hobby, whatever. So much of pain he is causing, but he just can't be bothered. Just about me, what I'm doing. And everybody must feel sorry for me. That's the worst thing. I'm doing the wrong. I'm causing the hurt to everybody else, but everybody must feel sorry for me. So we must change this attitude. Have a way that, you know, I must be of benefit to mankind. I must be of benefit to mankind. I must show good akhlaq. Anybody who comes into contact with me, I must make him feel good. I may not be able to assist him financially. I may not be able to take away his problems. But at least I can talk to him nicely. At least I can speak to him nicely. I can show some good akhlaq, some good character. I can give him some dua. And at least the people around me, I don't cause them hurt and pain. And one is, now the hurt and pain is coming due to some dini. And now the wife don't, the man wants to go for namaz. And she says, no, but I'm going to be left alone here. Now that he can't worry about. Then he says, sorry, Begum Sahiba, now Allah is calling. I can't help you here now. Allah Ta'ala is calling, I have to go. Allah Ta'ala take precedence over you. Right? So I got to go. But for other things, like, he just wants to go play one sport, he just wants to go and do something, and he's leaving the wife alone, and she doesn't want to be left alone. But he said, no, no, you know this night here is for this now, finished now, I'm gone. Shouldn't be like that. Shouldn't be like that. It's a big lesson, very, very big lesson we take from Sahaba radiallahu anhu, you know, how they live their lives, how they give preference to others over themselves. Beautiful, beautiful lessons in their lives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, you know, Allah give us tawfiq to implement, to bring it in my life. It must be my, I must consciously not cause anybody taklif. Conscious all the time, I must not cause anybody hurt. I must not cause anybody pain, taklif. As I'm saying to you, one is, what is your duty? What Shariat has told you to do, Sunnah has told you to do, and now somebody is getting hurt because of that. Well, that you can't help it. The daughter, when she gets married, and she's leaving the house. So she entered into nikah, she's leaving the house because that is what Deen has ordered. Now when she's going, her mother is crying, her father is crying. Sometimes her sister says, now you're leaving me alone now, you're going now. But now because of those tears, she can't give up her nikah now. She can't give up her nikah because of those tears. She has to follow the sunnah, follow the deen. But I'm talking about other things. And worse when it is a sin, when it is a guna. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We continue with this majlis of Hazri Imam Sunnah Rahmatullah Ali. Hazri Rahmatullah Ali mentions that it is not permissible to belittle one's ibadat. It is not permissible to belittle one's ibadat. And many of us sometimes, we fall prey to this. And we think it's tawazu. We think it is humility. For example, a person is performing namaz. Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq to perform namaz. And then he says, oh, what is the worth of my namaz? My namaz, nothing. And, you know, he starts. Now he thinks he's making all these statements out of humility. But in reality, he is a sinner. He has belittled salah. The great ni'mat Allah gave him to perform namaz, he has belittled it. He has belittled it. He hasn't appreciated that bounty. He's belittling it. It is lowering the status of salah. He should rather say, Alhamdulillah, bi tawfiqillah, Alhamdulillah, by the divine assistance of Allah Ta'ala, I have performed my salah. Allah is giving me tawfiq to read my namaz. You must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than belittle the namaz and look down on the namaz. You must thank Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala is giving me tawfiq. Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali saying, Hazrat Wala, meaning Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned a qissa. That there was a person who used to go and meet an Afghani Patan, was a buzurg. This Afghani Patan was a buzurg. So he used to go to visit him. Once he took one friend of his with, right? This friend happened to be a Hafizul Quran. So when he introduced the friend, he said that Hazrat, he is a Hafizul Quran as well. So the buzurg said, oh, mashallah, you're a Hafiz. So he said, yeah, that's what people say, you know. Now he's thinking tawazu, you know. He's thinking tawazu. How can I have a title of a Hafiz? And, you know, yeah, people say like that. But so this buzurg said, what? That is what the people say. So are you not a Hafiz? Asking, say, are you not a Hafiz? And then he reprimanded him. He said, you are ungrateful. You're showing ingratitude. Why do you not say that, Alhamdulillah, bi tawfiqillah, I am a Hafiz. Why do you not make shukr? Why are you, you know, playing down the fact that you are Hafizul Quran? If somebody were to ask you, can you see with both your eyes? Somebody were to ask you, you got vision, can you see? Will you say that that is what the people say? Do you not know that you got two eyes? So the buzurg tried to explain to him that live by making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Be a shukr guzar banda. Acknowledge the ni'mat of Allah. Whatever small blessing one has, even though it may appear small, it is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it ever be considered to be small? When one is blessed with the great ni'mat of being a hafiz, then how can that ever be small? Afterwards, whenever the particular hafiz visited the buzurg, so the buzurg now used to greet him with the nickname of Na Shukra. This is the ungrateful person. One should live as a shukr guzar banda. The salah that has been performed, irrespective of how it was performed, maybe our concentration wasn't right, maybe, you know, we didn't make the tasbihat properly, etc., but it has been performed. Allah gave us a tawfiq to come to His house and to read our namaz. Compare this with people who are not given the tawfiq. They don't see the door of Allah's house. So what a great ni'mat it is that Allah Ta'ala brought us to His house. Now you say, somebody, you read your, why must talk like that? Say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala allowed for me to read my salah. Make dua, Allah give me istiqamat. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he had told me this, you know. He said, now people come after a program or something, they come and praise you. Some people, they praise you. So, he said, what you must say? He said, make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala make it the means of hidayat. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial. Why must say, no, like this, like, what humility is that? That is not humility. The more you're going to say that, the more the person is going to tell you something else. When you're going to say it like that, then more the person is going to tell you something else now. So rather, take out some good word. Take out some good word. Request the person to make some dua, etc. I remember some years ago, on this Hafiz thing, is coming to my mind. You may have heard the name Maulana Rafiq Haturani, you know. So his younger brother used to be in Newcastle. Some years ago, he's no more there, but he used to be in Newcastle. So I went there rapping. So I went to his business and I gave him a business card. Those days there was something called business card. Nowadays no business card. So anyway, I gave him a business card. So my name was written on the card. So he asked me, he said, well, why don't you put Hafiz here? Why don't you put Hafiz? So he said the doctors put doctor, the lawyers will put all their symbols there, engineer Saab will put his symbols there. So you're a Hafiz, why don't you write Hafiz there? You're ashamed of being a Hafiz. So sometime, it's a fine line. It's a fine line. Sometime we feel that, no, we're not saying it, because we don't want to show off. We don't want to show off. Right? And on the other hand, it is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we have to be grateful. We have to express our gratitude. Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he explained it very beautifully one day. The same concept that Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali is explaining so beautifully. Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also gave some easy examples to understand. So he said, let's see, if somebody owns 10 ren and somebody else owns 100 ren, the person who got the 100 ren, for him to say that I have more money than you, he's stating a fact. He's stating a fact. I got 100 ren by me, you got 10 ren by you. So if I say, no, I got more money by me than you, I'm stating a fact. Right? A person who is in grade 1, one brother is in grade 1, the other brother is in grade 7. So the one in grade 7, he says to the one in grade 1, that I learnt more than you. He's stating a fact. There's nothing wrong with that statement. He's stating a fact. Right? So if a Hafizul Quran has to say to somebody who only did from Wadduha till Nas that I know more Quran Sharif than you, he's stating a fact. He's stating a fact. There's no problem with that statement at all. Right? If an alim of deen, he is in the company of people who are not ulama, and there is some masla that came up or something, it is time to perform salah. And people are asking, who's going to perform namaz? So he said, no, I'll perform salah. This is right. This is right. He said, no, I'm Hafiz, I'm an alim, I've learned qiraat also, so I'll perform the salah. He's stating a fact. Right? But Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali also cautions here that don't develop takabbur. One is acknowledging the ni'mat or stating the fact, and the other is developing pride. Developing pride, that is haram. Now, for me to say that I got more money than you, I got 100 ren, you got 10 ren, I got more money in my possession, I got more money than what you have in your possession, I'm stating a fact. Right? But for me to say that I'm better than you because I got more money than you, now I've got a problem. Now what a problem. So I am Hafizul Quran. Somebody have to ask, are you a Hafizul Quran? Gee, I am Hafizul Quran. I'm stating a fact. But, yeah, I'm Hafizul Quran. Now pride came. Pride came, now it's a problem. You have to acknowledge Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Right? It's a fact that I am, not me, I'm just giving you an example. It's a fact that I am a good driver. It's a fact that I am a good builder. It's a fact that I am a good businessman. All these are ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave a person a ni'mat. So that is a fact. But I'm better. And now I've got pride in me. And now I look with contempt on others. No, this is a problem. This is a big problem. I can't develop pride. I learned, I can take 2 pages sabak every day. Another person is taking a half page sabak. So definitely I'm taking more sabak than him. I'm taking 2 pages, he's taking half page, I'm taking more sabak than him. But I'm better than him now because I'm taking 2 pages? No. I can only take 2 pages because Allah Ta'ala allowed me to take 2 pages. If Allah Ta'ala takes away that tawfiq, I won't be able to do it. Allah Ta'ala takes away the tawfiq, I won't be able to do it. If Allah Ta'ala takes away my strength, what am I going to be able to do? Allah Ta'ala takes away my sight, will I be able to see? Then how well will I be able to drive? I won't be able to drive now. Understand? So a person at all times must acknowledge the ni'mat of Allah, be grateful for the ni'mat of Allah, and attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. Never feel I'm better because of this or because of that. Never look at anybody with contempt. Don't be a critic. Always criticizing everybody. No, why did it like this? Should have done like this. They should have asked me out or told them how to do. Now that's all pride coming in. So we must protect ourselves from takabbur. Protect ourselves from pride. It is only through the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. Shukr lillah. Shukr lillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah allowed it. Other things here with regards to this takabbur. Our time is already up. Maybe next week, if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, then we will try and discuss it, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين